Welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. We are now at Psalm 136, and this psalm is quite unique because every verse in this chapter, 26 verses, the leader sings of the greatness of God. It's repeated, and it's very obvious that the theme here is about the steadfast love of the Lord that endures forever, because this is repeated in every verse. In the Jewish tradition, this psalm was sung after the Hallel at the Passover feast as a refresher for us, or a reminder to us. The Psalms 113 to 118, they form a collection of songs called the Hallel, or the Hallelujah Psalms, or praise songs. And the Jews sung the Hallel Psalms at various annual festivals. And the most important of this festival is the Passover. So after the Passover, they are going to sing this psalm, Psalm 136, that talks about the steadfast love of the Lord that endures forever. In verse 1 to 3, God is good, and He's the only true God, as emphasized by the writer here. So give thanks to the Lord for His good. Verse 2, give thanks to the God of gods. Verse 3, give thanks to the Lord of lords. God is incomparable. He's the God of gods. He's the Lord of lords. He has a perfect wisdom, and He created all things. In verse 4 to 9, the psalmist also highlighted about His creative power. To Him who alone does great wonders, to Him who by understanding made the heavens. God is infinite in His wisdom. How infinite is it? Is the inexhaustible wisdom and things that we can see around us. Science cannot fathom the creation of God. Verse 6, to Him who spread out the earth above the waters. To Him, in verse 7, to Him who made the great lights. Verse 8, the sun to rule over the day. Verse 9, the moon and stars to rule over the night. So when you look around, we see the wisdom and the creative power of God in making all these wonderful things. That's why God deserves our praise and honor. And the psalmist continued to recognize that it is God who saved His people from bondage in Egypt. Verse 10 to 15. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them. Verse 12, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Verse 13, to Him who divided the Red Sea in two and made Israel pass through the midst of it. Verse 15, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. They always have to remember what happened at the Red Sea, when God divided the sea in order to save them and drown Pharaoh and the enemies. He gave them victory over their enemies in verse 16 to 20. To Him who led His people through the wilderness, to Him who struck down great things or great kings and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. So these are the two kings who opposed and who fought against them in the wilderness, Sihon and Og, and the Lord delivered them in a great manner, or in a great fashion. And it's all because of God's mercy and grace. It's not because they were strong. And they have to be thankful of God's enduring love also, because He guided them towards the promised land. He did not only killed and destroyed the enemy, but God guided them into Canaan, verse 21 to 22, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, His servant. All this wasn't because His people or the Jews deserve His blessings. They were not deserving. No, but it's because God exercised His steadfast love towards them. The Hebrew term for this is chesed, the loving kindness of God, in some of our versions like the King James, like the loving kindness of God. When we reflect about the goodness of God to the nation of Israel, we can reflect ourselves that we too are not deserving to receive His blessing. He saved us not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but by virtue of His mercies. In verse 23 to verse 26, the psalmist continued, "It is He who remembered us in our low estate." It means that they were not really that high and worthy that God has to remember them. Verse 24, "And rescued us from our foes. He who gives us food to all flesh, give thanks to the God of heaven." The favor of God, the mercies of God, these are bestowed by God when they were not deserving, because He is a God steadfast in His love towards us. When we reflect this truth to us today, as we look back on what Christ did at the cross, we don't forget really on what the Apostle John said in his epistle in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love Him because He first loved us. Why we are going to sacrifice before our God is because, in the first place, He sacrificed for us. If He did His all for us, there is no reason for us not to do our all just to please Him, just to express our thankfulness and gratefulness to God who loves us so much. I pray that we will not forget this phrase today. Wherever we go, whatever we do, don't forget this phrase: His love endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. There is no point and status in your life where you will not receive His love. His love will never end. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, not even death. He always loves us, even unto the end. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Use your word, Lord, to encourage each one of us, as this has encouraged the Jews, Lord, when they are going to worship you, to remember what Christ or what God has done unto them when they were slaves in Egypt until the Lord Jesus Christ comes or came in order to sacrifice for us. Thank you, Lord, for your enduring love, your steadfast love, Lord. You are new every morning. Help us to not forget, so that we'll continue to serve you with a proper motivation, that is to love you. We serve you because we love you. We love you because you first love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.